blog for He So Worth It Ministries. You're in the army now. That is Christ's army. When I became a Christian, I didn't understand that I had actually enlisted into the army of Christ. I don't think most of us do, unless you live in a country where Christians are severely persecuted for believing in Jesus. Even after I recognized that we Christians are in spiritual warfare with the enemy of our souls, I certainly didn't want to be on the front lines. Hey, I'm a writer. I want a desk job stationed in Hawaii, out of danger. But the truth of the matter is, Satan will go after you no matter where you are stationed. It is also true that the devil goes after those who are serving God wholeheartedly with more force. However, Michael Youssef of Leading the Way gives us some excellent food for thought. He said, "If you retreat from the call of God on your life, if you retreat from the battle, it will not be long before the enemy goes after those other things in your life too. After a short period of time, you begin to find that your prayer life is fizzled out. Going to church is just a routine. Your fellowship becomes a social event. But when you go on the offensive, when you don't wait till the enemy comes to you, you will have victory in all the other areas as well. Your prayer life will be vibrant. Your worship is going to be powerful. Your fellowship, dynamic." That makes sense to me. If you know you're going into battle, you will arm yourself, be on guard, plan a strategy, and consciously rely on your biggest resource, God. You would never go into battle unprepared, but that's what most of us are doing. We have been caught flat-footed and unsuspecting. Now that you know, what will you do with that knowledge? Listen, I am not suggesting you go after Satan. Let the commander of the army direct where you are to go and in which specific battles you are to engage. Like I said in my last blog, like it or not, we are in a battle. Therefore, get prepared. Put on his full armor every day. Become equipped. Get on the offensive by studying the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit, so you can use it specifically against your enemy. Jeremiah 1:17-19 says, "Get yourself ready. They will fight against you, but will not overcome you. For I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord." Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the spiritual forces of evil. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Ephesians 6:10-13. Stay tuned for next time, my friends. We're going to boot camp to learn how.